In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Please be seated. Good morning, church.
Good morning.
Well, I have a lovely story to share with you. Well, first, let me say this. I have no church today for I was requested by our lovely director, and so I'm very grateful to have this opportunity to come before you and share what's on my heart today with the scriptures of transition. Well, my story is this. I remember when my nephew was in kindergarten, and he was invited to speak at the school on Grandparents Day, and invited my mother. And his assignment was to have a script of what he was going to share about all the great things about my mother. And to our surprise, he stood in front of all his peers, the teachers, all the grandparents, and without a tear, held his script and started talking all these wonderful things. Well, towards the end, my mother was so heartfelt by all his greatness of his words that he combined to formulate his desires and how appreciative and loving and everything positive that he could say about my mother. And to him, as my mom hugged him and kissed him and thanked him for all the positives that he shared. And he said, "Let me see what you presented." And it was a blank sheet of paper. And so today, I use this as an analogy to speak with you that I'm speaking from the heart, from this blank piece of paper. So, the scripture tells us to turn the other cheek. Jesus' words were these: love your enemies. Well, loving our enemies are very tough to embrace. How can we love our enemies when they do us so much wrong? How can we sit there and just lay back and watch them do ourselves and our loved ones wrong? Especially when it comes to those who claim to be our friends, those who claim to be family, those who claim to be our co-workers, our leaders, and they do harm to us. Well, Jesus invited us to turn the other cheek. And that also is something challenging for us to do. Jesus invites us not to turn the other cheek literally to watch somebody take a punch at us or to do something evil to us. Jesus invites us to embrace whatever comes to us, and He is there with us in the midst of our suffering, in the midst of anything that comes at us. Because He Himself was an inspiration to us all. Even at the dying of the cross, He was able to forgive His persecutors. He was able to forgive those who whipped Him, spat at Him, beat Him, crucified Him. And in His last word on the cross saying, "Lord, forgive them, for they do not know what you're doing." And in the same way, Stephen, one of our first deacons, the first martyr of Christianity, when he was being stoned to death, he also said the same words that Jesus claimed to say. Jesus said, "Lord, forgive them, for they do not know what they're doing." And so did Stephen. We are called to find meaning in these words of forgiveness, because forgiveness sets our soul free. It removes all the impediments of forgiving others while they claim to be our friends and they do us wrong. It means that we're not alone in the suffering, that God is with us, giving us the courage to stand up to those who are creating injustice in our world, especially nowadays where we're faced with all the chaos of our leaders. And I'm reminded of Bishop Buddy from the Cathedral, the National Cathedral, in her inauguration sermon, saying, "With a kind heart, with love, to stand up to our president and asking for mercy." And this is what turning the other cheek means. It means to stand up for justice, to do right, to have a kind heart towards those who are mean or rude or evil to us. Those injustices do not stand when we stand with them through Jesus and through our God who saves us, saying that forgiveness is one of the greatest kindness that you can offer. I stand before you with humility, saying that today, please consider whatever that you're feeling, that there's a grudge that you're holding against someone. Free yourself of that anger. Free yourself by forgiving that other person. And this is what is called turning the other cheek, not just physically, emotionally, but spiritually. We ask from Jesus the courage to stand up for what is right. And also, our scriptures for today talk about Joseph and his brothers. They deserted him. They sold him into slavery. And he finds himself in Egypt, being one of the leaders providing food for all who were suffering from famine. And his 11 brothers were among those people. And what did he do? Well, he forgave them and gave them plenty of food and income. So we are called today to turn the other cheek, because with God's love within us, we are here to show that God's mercy reigns within us with love. Let us pray. Eternal God, we ask you to strengthen us, to give us courage to face any fears that we have, any challenges that we may have, to overcome these challenges. Be with us evermore, Lord, that we may overcome anything that comes our way. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Here's my question.
Amen.